This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says that Brazil, where COVID-19 deaths are nearing 41,000, is of increasing concern, especially the cities. The WHO's top emergency expert, Mike Ryan, said Friday Brazil's health system was still coping, although some intensive care units were at a critical stage and under heavy pressure, with more than 90% of the beds occupied.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
Ryan added that most of the world is still in the first wave of the pandemic. The United States has the most deaths from COVID-19, more than 114,000 since the pandemic began. As Americans try to return to some semblance of normal life amid the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have released long-awaited guidance for minimizing everyday risk. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The tips include using hotel stairs, not elevators, sanitizer at ATMs, bringing your own food and drinks to cookouts. It's the first time the CDC's offered specific advice on such activities, what it calls common sense suggestions.
We know the pandemic is not over.
Infectious Diseases Chief Jay Butler, with an AP analysis showing cases rising in nearly half the states that have started reopening. The CDC is still recommending people wear masks, especially if they can't stay 6 feet from others. Notably, it does not address precautions for attending church or dating or sex, or is it now safe for kids to visit their grandparents? Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In signing the bills, Governor Cuomo said they are intended to overturn years of abuse.
This is systemic reform of police departments. This is sitting down and taking a look at exactly what they do and have been doing and looking at it through a new lens of reform and reinvention.
The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Anti-racism protesters marched through central London and observed a 2-minute silence in Hyde Park during a Black Lives Matter protest on Friday. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, Britain's prime minister is advising people not to attend demonstrations over the weekend.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned people not to attend demonstrations this weekend, adding that anyone attacking public property would face the full force of the law.
And what makes me sad about what's happening today is that you've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack.
Anti-racism protesters who've staged demonstrations since the death of African-American George Floyd have put statues at the forefront of their challenge to Britain's imperialist past.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Twitter has removed nearly 175,000 accounts it says were linked to the Chinese government and that posted false information favorable to the country's communist rulers. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The social media company says it has suspended nearly 24,000 accounts that were posting pro-Beijing messages and another 150,000 that were dedicated to retweeting those messages. China has denied any involvement. Twitter says the accounts were involved in manipulated activities, including praise for China's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Most had few, if any, followers. Twitter suspended the accounts under its manipulation policies, which ban artificial amplification and suppression of information. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, stocks rebounded in Friday's trading, with all three major indices finishing the day in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.